Yeah, I've really enjoyed it since I've come over. I think I come over just at the end of February time, so no, I've really enjoyed it and I got on well with all the boys, so I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you played in the lower leagues in Scotland, but whenever you were approached by Harps and invited over to play in the League of Ireland, I mean, I'm sure you had your own thoughts and opinions about what lay ahead.
Yeah, well, I'd only initially signed a 6-month contract at Falkirk and things didn't really work out, so I was wanting to get out basically away from there as soon as possible, and the door opened with Harp to come over to Harps, and I just said to myself, why not? So the next day basically I was over and I just took it from there really.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, took a while to settle in. Obviously, that's the same for every player when they sign with a new club. But I mean, you fitted in fairly sharpish to the team. You found a place on the left side of the team, and even though results have been hard to come by at times this season, it's been going okay for you.
When I first came over, I wasn't fully fit, so it took me a wee while to get fully fit, doing a wee bit extra and stuff. But once I got in the team, I had a wee run of games and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and settled in well with the squad. There seems to be a good spirit there.
Yeah, everybody gets on well. There's not really a nobody doesn't go on with anybody,
Yeah.
so that's obviously what you want at a team.
Yeah, but you were pointing out one of the things that you've noticed within the squad is that, you know, the fact that there are so many games, it's such a busy schedule of matches, and that can take its toll on those players who, you know, perhaps might have another job as well as the football.
Yeah, exactly. We even stay with one of the boys, call him DC, and you can tell with him how tired he is sometimes after a game, and then he has to go to work the next day, and then you've got training, things that will take their toll out on any type of players. But I suppose they just need to get on with it. They love playing with Harps, and that's what they do, they just enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's a point that other clubs and other players don't have to deal with, because I mean, when you're full time, you have that chance to recover after games and prepare for the next match.
Yeah, that's right. Just at Hearts, everybody really does their own recovery and looks after themselves, and all he respects us for that, and that's what we do, recover ourselves and then just move on to the next game.
Yeah, well, Harps supporters will be hoping this match now on Saturday night is the first of three home games in the next four fixtures, and the form at home this season has been pretty okay.
Yeah, obviously we're playing Dundalk on Saturday, so we're looking forward to the game, but there's no pressure on us, so we'll just go into the game open-minded and looking to get something from it, and then just see thereafter
Right, okay.
where we can pick up points.